All right, let's jump right in. We're taking a deep dive today into learning through life's trials. And, it's no surprise this idea of turning adversity into advantage. Well, it's resonating. It's like we're all searching for that, aren't we? That secret sauce.
Yeah, it's a question that's been around forever, right? How do we take those tough times, because they're gonna happen, and actually grow from them?
And this book, it doesn't mess around. Right away, it challenges this idea that if we're righteous, life's going to be easy street. Like almost as if we're programmed to think, if I'm doing things right, problems should just disappear. But is that really how it works?
Not even close. This book, it argues that just because you're struggling doesn't mean you've messed up somehow. It kind of flips the script, saying everyone, even the most righteous people out there, will face challenges. It's more about how we deal with those challenges. That's what really matters.
I like where this is going. Takes the pressure off a bit, right? It's not about dodging every single hardship. It's how we handle them when they come our way. But then it begs the question, why do bad things happen at all? If it's not always our fault, what gives?
That's where this breakdown the book does, into the three sources of adversity. It's incredibly useful for getting a grip on why we face these challenges.
Okay, so let's unpack that, because if we can pinpoint where these trials are coming from, maybe we can handle them better, right?
Absolutely. The first source is what the book calls sin. And look, we're not talking about keeping some cosmic scorecard here. It's simply recognizing that choices have consequences. Good or bad, our actions have a ripple effect.
So cause and effect, but within our own little universes.
Exactly. Let's say someone's got anger issues, right? Those issues might lead to rocky relationships, busted trust. You see where I'm going with this?
Right.
It's not about pointing fingers, just understanding the link between our actions and what happens next.
Which isn't to say every tough spot we're in is our own doing. And that's where those other two types of adversity come in, right?
Right on. The second one the book talks about is unwise choices. Not necessarily like sin, not morally wrong, but decisions that, well, they might seem okay at the time, but down the road, not so much.
Oh, tell me about it. That whole I'll deal with it later attitude. Next thing you know, you're staring at your bank account like, what happened? Or even just putting things off ends up causing way more stress than it should.
Exactly. Those moments you look back and you're like, if only. But hey, part of the learning process, right? We all do it.
Totally. And it's kind of comforting in a way that not every hardship is this big flashing sign of failure. Sometimes it's just, well, we're human.
Which brings us to the third source, being mortal. What's the book say about that one?
This one is huge because it's about recognizing that some things we just can't control them. And the book is very clear. This is not about blaming ourselves. It's about accepting life has its own plan. Illness, loss, those curveballs no one sees coming. We can't always prepare for everything. That is so important because it's easy to fall into that trap of blaming ourselves, thinking we could have done something different. But sometimes it's truly not on us. It's just life happening.
And honestly, realizing that can be really liberating. Allows us to be a little kinder to ourselves and others when facing those tough times. Because let's face it, we're all in this together, right? It's part of what makes us human.
So we've been talking about these different kinds of adversity, the whys, the how comes of those curveballs life throws. But here's where I always want to dig deeper. What's the point? Why go through tough times at all if we don't have to?
Right. The million-dollar question. And that's where this book, Learning Through Life's Trials, really shines. It doesn't just say, hey, these things happen. It gets into why that transformative potential in these experiences.
Okay, so not about avoiding hard times altogether. It's more about what we become because of them. Tell me more.
Think of it this way. The book uses this really powerful analogy of life being like a refiner's fire. Some of us, we might just need a little campfire, right? Just enough to smooth out the rough edges, a little warmth to refine us.
Just a little nudge in the right direction.
Exactly. But others, and maybe this is you, they need that full-on blast furnace to really get to the heart of who they're meant to be.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting the intensity of it, this refining process. It's not always cozy and comfortable, is it?
Not always, no. But think about it. Intense heat, it's uncomfortable. But that's what leads to real transformation, right? Burns away the impurities, and you're left with something stronger, more resilient. Trials can do that for us if we let them.
Okay, I'm with you. But how do we make sure we're getting the most out of these refining experiences? Because it's one thing to get the concept, but living it, that's the real challenge.
That's it, right?
What?
Bridging that gap. And this book does a great job of connecting these kind of abstract ideas to stories we can relate to.
Love a good story, makes it stick with you. Got any that come to mind?
Well, there's this parable the book talks about from the Bible about the workers in the vineyard. You know that one. They all get paid the same, even though some worked all day, some just an hour.
Oh, yeah, right. I always found that one a bit, I don't know, head-scratching.
Exactly. It doesn't feel fair, right? On the surface, at least. But that's exactly the point. It's not about fairness, not in the way we usually think. It's about how much interchange matters, that refining process, more than just, I don't know, checking off good deeds.
Okay, you've got my attention. Say more about that.
Think about it. Some folks might spend their entire lives developing a certain quality, like patience or maybe real compassion. Trial after trial, right? Each one chipping away, helping them grow. While someone else, they might get there quicker through one powerful experience.
So it's not about the amount of time or even how many trials, but the change that happens inside as a result.
Exactly. Journey over destination. Mm. That's kind of freeing when you think about it that way, about our own lives, wouldn't you say?
It really is. Because it's not about comparing, like, who's suffered more, some suffering Olympics. It's about your own growth, knowing we're all at different spots on the path.
Exactly. And that understanding, it's empowering. It means we can look at those tough times, not with dread, but with this sense of, I don't know, purpose. Knowing they can shape us, make us even stronger than we imagined.
You know, it's easy to talk about trials being this refining experience, this opportunity for growth. But when you're actually in it, it's not always so simple, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's easy to get stuck in the difficulty of it all, to lose sight of the bigger picture. I think that's where having some practical tools, some strategies can make a real difference.
Okay, so let's get practical. When we're hit with those inevitable trials, those moments where we feel like we're going through the fire, what can we actually do? What kind of wisdom does this book, Learning Through Life's Trials, offer for those moments?
Well, one of the biggest takeaways for me is this idea of shifting how we see God's grace. It's not about having our trials just vanish, but being given what we need to handle them.
I love that, because so often we just want to pray for things to disappear, right? But what if the real growth, the strength we gain, comes from facing those challenges head on, but knowing we're not alone in it?
Exactly. Mm. The book actually uses the story of Alma and his people from the Book of Mormon. Talk about intense hardship. They were facing persecution, unimaginable stuff. But their burdens, they weren't just lifted away. You know, they were given the ability to endure.
Their story is incredible. Talk about resilience, finding strength when things are at their worst. But are there other practical tips the book offers for dealing with these trials?
There's this metaphor I really loved. It's called the oyster strategy. Picture an oyster, right? It gets this irritating grain of sand stuck inside. Now, instead of rejecting it, it slowly transforms that irritant into something beautiful, a pearl.
Okay, gotta admit, that's a new one for me. I like it. But how do we as people use this oyster strategy in our own lives? It's easy to say, turn your problems into pearls, but doing it, that's another story.
It definitely takes effort, that's for sure. It's about changing our mindset. So instead of complaining about how much it hurts, how unfair it is, we ask, what can I learn from this? What opportunity might be hiding in this challenge?
So even in the toughest situations, look for those pearls, those hidden bits of wisdom, of strength.
That's it. Even in those dark moments, there's always something to gain, to learn. Sometimes those really tough experiences, they lead to the most amazing transformations. But it doesn't stop there. Learning through life trials also talks about the power of service, how much it can heal us.
Oh, that's so true. When we focus on others, when we look for ways to help them, somehow our own struggles feel lighter.
Right. The book tells this great story, an ancient Chinese tale, about a mother who's grieving. She goes searching for a mustard seed from a home that's never known sorrow. She thinks if she finds this magical seed, it'll heal her heart.
I think I've heard this one. Keep going. I'm hooked.
So does she end up finding this magic mustard seed? Well, she goes everywhere, knocking on doors, telling her story. But every single house, every family she meets, they've all gone through something. Loss, hardship, you name it. And in the process of comforting them, just listening with compassion, she forgets about her own sadness. Helping others heals her.
That's incredible. It makes me think of that quote, "The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others." When we focus on making things a little easier for someone else, it takes the edge off our own pain.
Amazing, isn't it? It shows how connected we all are, that even when we're hurting, we have something to give. And that giving, that serving, it's powerful medicine for us and those around us.
And speaking of giving back, one thing this book does so well is it shares real stories about people who've turned their trials into something incredible. People who faced those fires, those hardships, and came out stronger, more compassionate, more resilient. It's inspiring.
Absolutely. And these aren't just feel-good stories. They remind us that we're not alone in this. that even when things seem impossible, we humans, we can grow, find resilience, find meaning and purpose in the middle of adversity.
One story that really stuck with me was about a concert pianist who lost his sight as a baby. Talk about a challenge, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't let it define him. He found ways to experience music, to connect with the divine, to share his gifts with the world. It's amazing. Shows you the power of the human spirit.
His story and all the others in the book, they offer so much hope. No matter what we go through, how dark it gets, there's always light. There's always a path forward. And sometimes our biggest growth, the most amazing transformations, they happen not in spite of our trials, but because of them.
As we wrap up this deep dive into learning through life's trials, there's this one idea I keep coming back to. It's a quote by Brigham Young. He talks about looking back at our lives, but from the perspective of eternity, right? And he says from that view, all those hardships, those trials, they'll seem so small compared to the joy, the growth we experience because of them. Powerful stuff.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Yeah. To look back without regret or bitterness, but with gratitude for those tough times, knowing they shaped us into who we were supposed to be.
Definitely changes your perspective. And it makes you wonder, how different would our lives be if we could really embrace that idea now? Right now, in this moment, how would it change the way we handle challenges, relationships, just our everyday lives?
That's the question, isn't it? And yeah, we might not always get it right. We stumble, we fall, that's part of it. But I think the important thing is we're not defined by our trials,
mm-hmm.
not by past mistakes or even what's happening right now. We're defined by the choices we make, by that willingness to keep growing, keep learning, keep reaching for that light, even when things are dark.
Beautifully said. To everyone listening, as you go through those ups and downs, those are just part of life. Remember, you're not alone. You have strength inside you, and you have God's grace to help you through. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into learning through life's trials. Until next time, may your journeys be filled with purpose, resilience, and yeah, maybe even a few pearls along the way.